98.1 Parafam, Dana for Breakfast, brought to you by Harvey Norman Muscle Brook Fair. Now, this month is November, which means Movember has kicked off. A lot of guys you might see sporting the beginnings of a moustache around the Hunter Valley. And one guy who's getting involved and has for the past 15 years is Rodney Brammer from Muscle Brook. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Really good. I want to ask you first up, you work in one of the mines around town. What does it mean to you to get involved in Movember and why have you been doing it for so long?
Movember is very important. In the industry that I work in, men really don't talk. And that's probably the primary part about Movember that I look at is the suicide prevention. And we're in an industry where a lot of things men bottle up and it's just really difficult for guys to find a way to discuss because it's not manly.
Mm.
The 15 years I've been involved has been all predominantly around that myself, just to encourage guys to talk. And I do that through a number of ways.
So you work in management at one of the mines and you have spoken to me about these toolbox talks that you have at the start of the day. What do they involve?
Toolbox talks is a start of a day for information to be shared with all the contractors that we have. It's a great way to try to engage them in what's going on the site. It's also a way that I've used to get the message about Movember across to everyone. Suicide prevention, health checks, and also to understand from guys that they need to talk and encourage talking between themselves with their mates or with their wives or partners back at home.
And what I love about what you do so well, Rodney, is that you're using these toolbox talks not only in November for Movember, but you're doing this a whole year round. Have you ever had any young men come up to you and just open up?
Yeah, Dana, correct. November is just a month. And as we discussed a while ago, I use every day of the week to try and get this conversation happening. And yes, over the years and even long before I joined Movember, I have one of those personalities where people do come to me and talk.
Mm.
They feel comfortable around me. And I've had some situations that I've had to reach out to to all the support that particularly Movember, but that are out in the community anyway, the Beyond Blues and the Lifelines, to give guys to get that help they need.
So how is your moustache going so far? We're about 10 days in. How's it going?
Dana, a little secret between you and I. Mm-hmm. I usually cheat. I usually just, I don't shave it down. I usually just use my clippers. But this year,
Rodney,
I used my five blade and I shaved it off. So mine takes a long time. It always has.
Okay.
It's getting there. I've got the chopper mo, which is what I go with, so I can look tough yet still a big cuddly bear.
You sound like it. You sound like you're a very approachable guy, Rodney.
I try my best.
Okay, well, if you see someone around town who is, or one of your mates who's doing Movember, get behind them. If you can donate your coffee money, it is going towards a good cause. Especially my favourite part of Movember is raising that awareness to do with men's mental health, particularly here in the Upper Hunter, because it is so important that we talk about it. I'm chatting with Rodney Brammer. He works at one of the mines and he is getting involved in Movember this year. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, mate.
Cheers. Thanks, Dana.